请我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节跟第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节。
Verse 10.
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣基督。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9 and 10. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
这个第九节第十节是在描写帖撒罗尼迦教会信徒的信仰。
First Thessalonians is describing the faith of the Thessalonian believers.
他们在大的患难中来接受神的救恩。
They believed during time of great persecution, tribulation.
他们接受神的救恩以后，在信仰上有三件事情。
After they received this gospel of salvation, there are three things they faced.
第一个就是归向神。
The first thing that they did was to turn to God.
第二个就是服侍神。
Secondly, they served God.
第三个就是等候神。
Thirdly, they waited for God.
今天这是我们信仰生活的三大内容。
In our journey of faith today, this is also our three important aspects of our faith.
当我们往前看，到底我们一生的盼望在哪里？
When we look up and lift up our eyes, what is our hope for our lives?
圣经说，我们自有一个盼望。
The Bible says there is only one hope.
那个盼望就是等候主耶稣从天降临。
That hope is to see the descent of Jesus from heaven.
那是我们得救的一天。
And that is the day of our salvation.
那是永生的开始。
That is the beginning of the eternal life.
那也是我们得奖赏的一天。
It is the day that we receive our rewards.
肉体要变成灵体。
Our physical bodies will be transformed to spiritual bodies.
来承受天上永远的荣耀。
To inherit the eternal glory in heaven.
那主耶稣的复活就是我们将来复活的一个保证。
And the fact of resurrection of Jesus Christ is a promise that we too shall be like him on that day.
所以我们信耶稣是有极大的盼望。
And so as Christians and believers in Christ, we have great hope.
那既然有那个盼望，我们的生活方式要改变。
Since we have this great hope, we must change the style of our lives.
怎么改变？
How do we change our life?
这里说要服侍那又真又活的神。
It says here to serve that living and true God.
我们见到神的时候，我们要跟他算账，他要跟我们算账。
When we meet our Creator one day, He will settle an account with us.
要照着他所赐给我们的来跟我们算账。
He will demand from us what He has entrusted to us, which is His talents.
五千的赚五千。
Those who have five talents should earn five talents more.
他可以进到天国，享受永远的福分。
Then he can go into heaven and enjoy the rest.
领两千的，他只赚两千。
That has received those who have received two talents shall earn 2,000 talents more.
他也被称赞作忠心的人。
And he was also praised as a good and faithful servant.
那同样进到永恒里面享受荣耀。
And he too likewise entered into that rest to enjoy his eternal reward.
那领一千的就被赶出去了。
But the one who had received only one talent, he was cast out of heaven.
不是因为他领一千。
Not because he only received one talent.
是因为他把一千埋起来。
But because he had buried his talent.
所以如果我们没有用神所托付我们来服侍神。
And therefore, if we have not used the talent that God has entrusted to us for his service.
将来得救可能会有问题。
Then we may have problems of being saved.
所以我们等候主再来的同时，要认真来服侍哪一位神。
And so we are, while we are still waiting for the Lord's coming, we need to serve him with our lives.
这里说这个神是又真又活的。
Here it says that God is a true and living God.
人不能够服侍神又服侍马门。
That man cannot both serve mammon and God.
所以圣经把马门跟神摆在一起。
When God puts, when Bible puts Bible, put God and mammon next to each other.
对一个没有认识神的人家讲，马门就是他的神。
For a person who does not believe in God, mammon is his God.
那这个神是死的，是人造的。
This money or mammon is something that's created by humans.
那一生如果服侍马门啊，这个结果是虚空的。
It is dead. It's something that cannot give us life if we serve him with all our lives.
那如果服侍神呢？
And how? What happens when we serve God?
这里说他是真的。
It says here he's a true God.
既然是真的，服侍神的价值就是永恒的。
Since he is a true God, if we serve the true God, our reward will be eternal.
因为他是真的，真的是不会改变的。
Because he is true, he will never change.
哦，这个才是人活着价值的来源。
And this is where we find value in our lives.
就是服侍那真正的神。
It is from serving the Lord.
那下面说他是活神。
Here it says that he is also a living God.
如果我们对一个人很好，他一定会用好来回报我们。
We know that when we treat someone nice, they will be kind to us in return.
这是人世间的常理。
This is the logic of interpersonal relationships.
如果我们认真地服侍神。
But if we concentrate on serving the Lord with all our hearts,
神一定会有一个回应。
Then God will surely respond to our hearts.
这个回应就是我们的体验。
And this type of response is the experience that we have with Him.
这个回应就是恩典。
And this type of experience is the blessings of God.
所以通过我们的服事，信仰变成非常的活泼。
And after we start to serve Him, then our faith starts to be very prosperous.
为什么有时候我们信主久了，觉得这个信仰好像很沉闷，死气沉沉？
Why is it that sometimes after we become believers, it seems our life of faith is so boring and dull?
就是我们没有在追求。
It is because we're not pursuing after God.
我们没有在服侍神。
We are not serving the Lord.
所以重新设定目标，重新努力，我们的信仰会再活泼起来。
So we must set our goals again and to redevote and commit ourselves to God.
当我们往那个目标去前进的时候，这个信仰就是在是动态的信仰。
When we start to run toward this new goal that we have reset for us, then we will have abundant life in our faith.
每一次我们在服侍神，我们都有新的感受跟领悟。
Then every time that we serve Him, we'll have new blessings, new experiences of Him.
那为着要服侍神
，In order to serve God,
我们要归向神。
We must turn back to God.
有的人很喜欢服侍神
，Some people like to serve the Lord.
但是发现没有时间
，But they don't have enough time.
那么再仔细要分析我们的生活
，If we look carefully our lives.
为什么有的人有时间，有的人会没有时间呢
？Why is it that some people will have the time to serve God, and some people don't?
神不是同样创造我们一天有24个小时吗
？Have not God given all of us the same 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
大尼里当宰相，他也不是在服侍神吗
？Did not Daniel, who is a busy prime minister, also find time to serve the Lord?
所以我们就发现，当我们觉得没有时间的时候，可能生命里面有什么偶像。
So if we today we use the excuse we do not have time to serve God, then perhaps we have some sort of idol in our hearts.
就是把它摆跟神一样重要，或者比神更重要。
We have placed the position of this idol to be more important as God.
所以我们想服侍神，发现我没有时间，我没有力量。
And so when we want to serve God, we find we have no strength left and we have no time left.
当我们重新把神摆在第一位的时候，时间就出来了。
Once we reposition God as the primary, most important thing in our lives, then we will find time for Him.
所以服侍神的生活带给我们生活的改变。
So a life of serving the Lord will bring changes and transformation in our lives.
会带给我们生命的成长。
It will give us a life that is full of living, spirit of living.
这个是非常重要的。
And this is very important.
但是当我们在想到服侍神。
And so when we think about serving the Lord,
教会的安排，我没有被安排做什么啊。
And we can see, for example, maybe we're not scheduled to do anything.
叫我讲道，我不会。
I cannot preach a sermon.
叫我翻译，我也不会。
I cannot translate.
每一件事情我都不会，我能做什么
？Many things I cannot do. So what should I do to serve the Lord?
在哥林多前书里面呢，用9个比喻来讲到服侍神。
In 1 Corinthians, it states 9 parables of how we can serve the Lord.
我们曾经谈过服事就是学习做瓦器。
We have learned in the past that service means to learn to be a vessel of God.
神这个宝贝要在我们身上发出莫大的能力。
The precious Spirit of God shall radiate with power from within this lowly vessel.
那在哥林多前书第3章，在提到服事的另外一个比喻。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it also talks about another parable of servitude.
我们回到哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章的第六节到第九节。
1 Corinthians 3, verse 6 to 9.
第三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
我栽种了亚波罗浇灌，唯有神叫它生长。
I planted Apollos water, but God gave the increase.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
For we are God's fellow workers, you're God's field, you're God's building.
这里保罗在提到他的服事工作叫做栽种。
Here it says that Paul says, I am the one who plants.
就是撒种的意思，传福音。
One who spreads the seeds of the gospel, evangelism.
那保罗亚波罗的服事叫做浇灌。
And Apollo's work was to water.
浇灌就是跟进。
Water means to follow up.
有人要信耶稣或者已经受洗了他去跟进栽培，让他信仰长大。
For believers who have been baptized receive the Holy Spirit, he'll follow up with them to make sure they grow spiritually.
那这两个圣工都不需要教会来安排。
These two types of works do not require scheduling by the church.
当我们领受了道理，
After we have received the gospel salvation,
这个活泼长存的道就是种子。
This living gospel life, it is a seed in our hearts.
我们走到哪里都可以撒种。
We can scatter the same seed no matter where we walk.
走到哪里都可以传福音。
We can preach anywhere we go.
那这个叫做服侍神。
And this is called serving the Lord.
所以服侍神就是在学习做农夫。
When we are serving the Lord, we're learning to become farmers.
那我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
说我们是神所同工，你们是神所耕种的田地。这里圣经说你们是神所耕种的田地。
Verse 9 says that you are God's field.
你们就是哥林多教会的信徒。
You represent the believers of Corinth Church.
也就是教会。
And that is the church.
教会是一块田地。
The church is a plot field.
是神在耕种的一块田地。
It is a field that God is working on.
所以在教会服侍神就是撒种。
And so today, if we want to serve God in the church, we need to help scatter the seed and plant seeds.
我们来看圣经的一段箴言。
Let's look at
14章。
Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言14章。
Proverbs 14.
第四节。
Verse 4.
箴言14章第四节。
Proverbs 14 verse 4. Where no oxen are, the trough is clean, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox.
这个地方说如果没有牛槽头就干净。
Here it says, if there is no oxen, then the trough is clean.
因为没有牛去努力，就没有耕种，没有槽，没有粮食，所以你看那个槽头就是很干净，没有什么事情。
Because if there is no labor by the oxen, there is no work done, there is no food in the trough, nothing has been done.
那如果土产会增加。
So if there is an increase in the field.
那你就发现那个牛住的地方就很多的草它要吃，很多的粮食它抬回来。
Then you'll find a place that the ox is laying will have hay, it would have food, it will have things that it needs to grow.
这个是因为牛在出力量。
Because the ox is giving forth its strength.
那这个教会就是一块田地。
So today our church is like a field.
教会如果没有牛。
If we do not have oxen in our church,
你会发现教会没有事情做。
Then we'll find that there's nothing to do in the church.
我们就礼拜六会堂开了，大家来聚会。
Then we only come to the Sabbath services.
那有时候排一些感恩见证做感谢神。
Sometimes we just give thanks in our testimony sessions.
聚完会门关着回去，没事讲。
And then after service, we just lock the doors and go home.
也没有牛。
There is no oxen at work.
但是如果教会里面有牛
But today if we have oxen in a church,
很努力在做工
working very diligently on a field.
那我们就发现事情很多。
And we find that there are many things we have to do in this church.
比方说我们四月底有灵恩会。
For example, we have spiritual convocation at end of April.
我们要预备灵恩会啊，事情很多。
We must prepare for this spiritual convocation requires a lot of effort from all of us.
我们要办福音茶会。
We should have a gospel tea service.
要慕道者班。
We have truth seeker classes.
每个月有一次的这个五月第一个礼拜五的布道会。
Have monthly event.Angelical nights.
那慕道者来，我们要带他，要跟进。
We have to follow up. We have to chat with the truth seekers. We have to pick them up.
那开慕道班。
We also have classes for them.
要去探访。
We also need to visit them.
要祷告。
We need to pray for them.
就很忙了。
And so we become very busy.
那这个一忙到最后啊，就感动神跟我们同工。
And at the end, we will touch the Lord so that He will abide and bless our work.
那土产就会增加。
Then there will be the fruits of the field that we can harvest.
所以教会的信徒就会增加。
And then the number of those that are in church will increase.
所以教会需要牛。
And so in a church, we require oxen.
很安静的，默默的出力量在跟。
Those who are quiet and diligently working without a murmur.
感谢神呢，我们教会也真的看到有牛的存在。
Thank God, today we do have oxen in this church.
比方说三月底要在我们开这里开世界大会。
For example, we will have the World Delegates Conference the end of March.
我们好都看到很多的信徒啊在参与这个工作。
We see so many believers participating in this holy work.
我们也可以拒绝这个工作。
We can reject to be scheduled to help in this work.
那教会就很安静了，不需要劳力。
Then the church will be very quiet and there will be no labors required.
但是每一次的服事其实都是让我们得到恩典的机会。
But if we look at it this way, every time that we are able to serve God, it is a time for us to receive blessing from God.
所以有时候我们看那个在办神学班啊，在办这个活动啊，办越多的教会圣工越发展。
So we will find that the churches that host many activities like seminars, they are the ones greatly blessed by God.
这个真的是很奇妙。
And this is a miraculous.
当我们有用心要像牛一样为着神的事情来努力，神就祝福我们的教会。
When we use that our heart to serve Him with all our heart and our mind, then God will surely bless our church.
所以圣工是一种恩典。
And so, holy work is a time of opportunity blessing.
圣工要推动，教会需要有牛。
For sacred work to be advanced, we need to have many oxen.
那你就发现教会在发展。
And we'll find that the church is growing.
那我们再回到哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章第六节在讲我栽种亚波罗浇灌。
Verse 6 says, I planted Apollos water.
这个两个人的恩赐不一样。
We can see the differentiation of gifts on these two workers.
但是恩赐不一样，能够互相来搭配，那我们就发现这是非常完美的组合。
The fact that they had the different gifts and they were able to complement one another shows the beauty of God's endowment.
如果保罗问亚波罗，你带了几个人来信主？
And so if Paul was to say to Apollos, hey, how many people have you saved?
亚波罗可能答不出来。
And then Apollos couldn't answer anything.
因为他的恩赐不是撒种。
Because his gift was not in planting.
但是如果保罗去撒一撒，亚波罗没有去浇水，全部都死光了。
But if today Paul did not go, if today Apollos did not water what Paul went out to plant and scatter, then there would be nothing. Everything would have died.
所以教会神用很多不同恩赐的工人。
And so in a church, God would use many various people, different gifts.
有的人真的很有恩赐，他可以带很多人到教会来。
For some people, they can bring many people to the church.
但是我们要一个慕道者带到教会，然后受洗，让他能够自立。大约要两年跟四年。
But for a person to be able to come to the church to become a disciple and learn the truth and be independent in your faith, it's going to require a time of 2 to 4 years.
那这个两年到四年，谁要照顾他？
So during this time of 2 to 4 years, who will watch after them?
就是亚波罗。
It is Apollos.
有的人有跟进的恩赐。
Some people have this gift of feeding the sheep.
慢慢带领，让一个信仰都会扎根。
To help them grow in their faith.
在每一次遇到困难的时候，就带领他们，让困难变成成长的机会。
To help them in every event of trouble, so that every time of crisis should be a time of growth.
那这两年到四年好像在照顾小孩子。
And these 2 to 4 years is like tending to a child.
这是一种喜乐。
This is a joy.
但是这也是一种责任。
But this is also a responsibility.
所以教会需要有人像保罗撒种，也需要有人像亚波罗。
So in a church, we need people like Paul to plant and scatter the seed, but we also need people like Apollos to water and have discipleship.
但是这两种工作，撒种可以用树木来表现。
Of these two works, we can see that sowing the seed can be measured by numbers.
但是浇灌没有办法用树木来表现。
But pastoring work cannot be reduced to numbers.
我们最近几个慕道者来，这个树木可以表现。
We can see, for example, how many truth seekers are coming lately to your church.
那最近慕道者信仰进步50%，这个很难讲。
But it's difficult to measure if they have grown their faith by 50% or more.
这个没有办法用数目来表现。
We cannot describe it quantitatively.
所以有时候我们就会对这两种的工作的价值有不同的评论。
And because of that, we may value the two separate works differently.
但第八节。
But in verse 8 says,
栽种跟浇灌的都是一样。
Now he who plants and he who waters are one.
可见在神看起来，栽种跟浇灌这价值是一样，能够互相配合，就是非常的圆满。
So in the eyes of God, both planting and watering are one. It is the same, and it complements one another.
所以我们在四月底的灵恩布道会，我们需要从现在就开始来准备。
We must now prepare for our upcoming spiritual convocation in the end of April.
有传福音恩赐的，我们要尽量传。
Those who have the gift of evangelism must continue to preach.
但是如果我们带不到慕道者，我们尽量来帮忙，来做跟进浇灌的工作。
But if we cannot scatter the seed ourselves, we must help to pasture the sheep.
第八节下半句。
Let's look at the second half of verse 8.
但将来要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
And each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor.
这个前面在讲我们的劳力所付出的。
Firstly, he says the efforts that we put forth as servants of God.
那后面在讲劳力的果效，就是我们要得赏赐。
The second part is talking about the fruit of the labor that we put forth.
那到底传福音的赏赐是什么？
What is the fruit or what is the reward for evangelizing?
我们看约翰福音的第四章。
Let's look at John chapter 4.
约翰福音的第四章。
John chapter 4.
36节。
Verse 36. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together.
这个三十六节说，收割的人得工价，然后积蓄五谷到永生。
Here it says that he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life.
这个去做工的人一定会得工价。
Those who labor will certainly receive wages.
然后这个工价是什么？
What is the wages?
下面提到两点。
Here it says, mentions 2 points.
第一点就是积蓄五谷到永生。
Firstly, they will gather the fruit for eternal life.
也就是说我们为神做的工作不会劳苦。
The labor that we do for the Lord will not be in vain.
保罗要离世以前。
And before Paul passed away,
他非常有把握公义的冠冕为我存留。
He was truly convinced that the crown of glory is waiting for him.
人生不但是不虚空，人生是很有意义的。
That the life was not meaningless, but it was full of meaning.
所罗门要离世以前。
But before Solomon departed from the earth,
他觉得人生很虚空。
He felt that life was devoid of any meaning.
为什么两个老人对人生的结论不同？
How could two elderly people have such contrasting perspectives on life?
就是他的生活方式不一样。
It is because the way they chose to live their life.
所罗门的神就是他的感官。
The Solomon's God was his own ego.
他要把自己的欲望满足。
He wanted to satisfy his own desires.
每天就是为这个忙到死。
This is what he was busying about from day to night until he died.
结论是虚空。
And so his conclusion was vanity.
这个保罗的生活。
But Paul's life.
他只有一个目标，
要
讨神喜欢。
Had only one goal, which is to please God.
所以神叫他去传福音，就尽量去传。
And so when God entrusted him to preach the gospel, with all his heart, and he laid his life on the line.
所以当他要面对神的时候
，and so when he was ready to face his creator,
他和牛把握公义的冠冕为我存留。
He was very convinced that now there is a crown of righteousness awaiting him.
今天我们要想，如果神，我今天要见到他。
Today we must think if we are to meet our creator.
我们有没有这个把握
？Do we have this convinced?
我记得有一个信徒要离世的之前
，One time there was a believer that was about to depart from this earth.
有一个工人去见他
，And one worker went to visit him.
他说如果神再让我活起来
，He said to the worker, "He said, if only God would give me another chance."
我要实实在在从心里面去爱神跟爱人。
I will truly love the Lord and people from the bottom of my heart.
第二天他就离世了。
But then he died.
他真的觉悟人活着要做什么。
He now realized what was the purpose of his life.
但是已经到了人生的尽头。
But it was too late.
那如果我们从圣经能够了解到底活着要做什么。
But if today we are convinced of our purpose in this life according to the Bible,
那我们每一天的生活都是很有价值、很有意义。
Then every day of our lives will become very meaningful in the eyes of God.
因为积蓄五谷到永生。
Because we're building, gathering fruit for eternal life.
所以保罗要离世以前，他说那个美好的仗我打过了。
And so Paul says that wonderful battle I have fought.
打战是很辛苦的。
Battling is a very difficult task.
打战是有生命危险的。
Battling requires risking our lives.
我打过了。
But he says that wonderful battle I have fought.
当跑的路我跑尽了。
And the race I have run.
这个路也是难走的。
It is hard to run a race.
但是他已经跑完了。
Yet he was able to finish his marathon in life.
因此公义的冠冕为我存留。
And therefore there is a crown of righteousness awaiting for me in heaven above.
所以人生的意义从哪里来
？And so what is the meaning of our human's life today?
服侍神。
It is to serve God.
活着跟神没有关系，这个人生是没有价值的。
If we live a life that is detached from God's purpose.
我每一部分跟神连上关系，那个地方就是价值的开始。
It becomes meaningless. So everywhere that we attach to the Lord in our lives becomes the most meaningful experience.
从心里最深处的意念。
From the deepest thoughts of our heart.
你只要有愿做的心，就蒙神悦纳。
If you have that willingness to be able to follow the Lord and serve Him.
我很希望能够带慕道者来，这个愿做的心，神就悦纳。
This willing heart will be pleasing to the Lord, and God will bless those efforts.
所以我们要学习在借着圣工来改变我们的生活。
And so we must learn how to serve and transform our lives through serving God.
这是第一个服事的果效，就是积蓄永五谷到永生。
This is the first consequence of serving God, which is to gather the fruit for eternal life.
我们再回到约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 4.
36节下半句。
Verse 36.
叫撒种的跟收割的一同快乐。
So that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together.
到最后就是收割喜乐。
Finally, we shall enjoy the harvest and reaping.
如果我们真的有在参与圣工
，If we truly join in the efforts to serve God,
我们的生活是非常的喜乐。
Our lives become full of joy.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们看到神在同工，神在祝福，那一种喜乐是难以形容。
Because the joy that we receive to see the abundance of God's wonderful work in our service is so amazing and joyful.
如果我们带一个人来教会
，If we can bring one soul to the church,
如果他得到圣灵
，and that person receives the Holy Spirit,
当然他很高兴。
Of course, he is very joyful.
另外一个非常喜乐就是带他来的。
Also, the other person who brought him is also very joyful.
如果他对属灵上有得恩典有体验。
And once that person who served the Lord in preaching his gospel received this blessing,
我们带他的人也是非常的喜乐。
They become so joyful.
我们是他受洗，我们也很喜乐。
We'll become joyful when that person gets baptized and experiences God.
所以诸位，如果我们的生活没有喜乐
，So everyone, if today we have no joy in our lives,
有一个改变的方式
，There is a way to transform our life.
就是。我们需要来服侍神。
It is to devote ourselves to serving God.
所以有时候我们在看到，为什么一个人生活很简单，他可以过得很满足。
Why is it that some people can live such a simple life yet be filled with joy?
我发现他们都有在服侍神。
Because they're all serving God.
那看到神的祝福，这个就是喜乐的来源。
They can constantly witness the blessing and guidance of God.
我们看《使徒行传》第五章四十一节。
Let's look at John, Acts chapter 5.
第五章四十一节。
Verse 41.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为算是配为这个名受辱的。
So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
这里彼得为着传福音被抓去逼迫。
Because of his preaching, Peter was imprisoned.
然后在四十节说把他们打了，又把他放出去，要吩咐他不可以再讲道理。
Verse 40, he was beaten and whipped, and he was told not to speak of Jesus again.
如果一般人来讲哦，哇，这个我不敢再传了。
For most people, we would say, "No, I've given up. I won't preach again."
但是四十一节说彼得他们离开逼迫的地方，心里很高兴。
Yet verse 41 describes that when Peter departed from the place of the council, he was rejoicing.
为什么？
Why was he rejoicing?
刚刚被打很有意义。
Because when he was whipped and beaten, it was done for a very meaningful purpose.
我是为着耶稣的名。
I did it for the name of Jesus Christ.
所以当一个人在服侍神的时候，你会发现他会觉得生活的很有意义。
And so when a person is serving God, they will feel that their lives are full of meaning.
我每一次的辛苦，每一次付出去，我们都觉得很有价值。
Every suffering, every giving becomes worthy of God.
那这就是喜乐的来源。
And this is the source of all joy.
所以做圣工的报赏是什么？
So what is the reward of serving God?
将来永远的赏赐。
We will obtain eternal life in heaven.
还有现在生活的喜乐。
We will have joy in our current lives.
这个不是空的，这是真的。
This is not just empty speech. It is in fact true.
我们现在回来看哥林多前书第三章。
Turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter
3. 第七节。
Verse 7.
可见栽种的算不什么，浇灌也算不了什么，只在那叫它生长的神。
So then neither he who plants is anything nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase.
所以我们要知道，我们的工作有果效，最重要的关键不是人。
We need to recognize that to be able to reap fruits from our labors, it depends on God.
这里说只在那叫他生长的神。
Because it is only in God's hands to give any increase.
这个地方就告诉我们说，我们不需要为结果来负责。
And so we should not worry whether or not our efforts will produce any fruit.
这个结果交给神。
This fruiting process is God's responsibility.
我们就尽量做我们做得到的。
We only are responsible for our efforts.
因为神叫它生长。
Because it is God who makes it grow.
当我们有这个观念之后，
Once we have this concept,
有一天我们工作做完了。
One day we are finished with our labors on this earth.
我们只能说我是无用的仆人，这是神在做工。
We will only say we are unworthy servant. All this was done by the work of God.
他今天会信不是我。
Today this person believes not because of me.
是神在做工。
It is because of the working of God within their heart.
我们只是一个没有用的仆人。
We are only an unworthy vessel.
那神的名就会得到荣耀。
And then the name of God shall receive glory.
那既然是生长的，叫它生长在神。
Therefore, since the increase is in God's hands,
那我们也很希望我们栽种能够有好的结果。
We certainly hope that our labors and plantings will yield some results.
那怎么办？
How can we help?
我们回到第九节。
Let's turn back to verse 9.
哥林多前书三章的第九节。
First Corinthians 3, verse 9.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所经耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
For we are God's fellow workers, you're God's field and you're God's building.
这里说我们是跟神同工的。
Here it says we're God's fellow workers.
所以要让我们的工作有果效，就是需要有神在做工。
When we want to have fruits from our labors, we need to have the abundance of God in everything we do.
那这样我们的服侍的工作就会有果效。
Then the work of our labors shall have results.
所以当我们在读《使徒行传》的时候，我们发现有一句话，这是我们要追求的目标。
And so when we read the book of Acts, there is a word that we need to pursue after.
我们看《使徒行传》的第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
第三节第四节。
Verse 3 and 4。
第二章的第三节第四节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 3 and 4。
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人的头上。第四节
，Verse four，
他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
推动教会圣工的那股力量从哪里来？
Where is the source of power to move the work in a church?
那个力量就是从圣灵来的。
That power comes forth from the Holy Spirit.
所以使徒行传第一章，主耶稣应许他们要得圣灵。
And so that is why in Acts chapter 1, Jesus Christ first promised them the descent of the Holy Spirit.
然后门徒就开始祷告求圣灵。
And then the disciples prayed for the promise of the Holy Spirit.
到第二章，圣灵降临。
And then in chapter 2, the Holy Spirit descended.
好像大风吹过。
It was like a great wind that blew.
非常有力量。
It was filled with power.
好像火降临。
It was like fire.
大家被神的火焚烧，非常火热。
Everyone was burned up with the fire of God.
他们都被圣灵充满。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以从第二章开始，这个整个教会圣工的成长就很有力量。
And we can see the great and mighty power of the Holy Spirit in the church in chapter 2.
这个是使徒信徒增加一个非常重要的原因。
And this is one key reason why the numbers increased in the number of disciples.
所以今天我们教会的工作需要有计划来推动。
So today in our church, likewise, we need to have a plan for mobilization.
但是整个推动的力量是圣灵。
But the power behind all this is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们教会要带动祷告。
And so our church must emphasize on prayer.
我们怎么让我们厄文教会能够火热起来？
How can we revive the zeal within this church in Irvine.
那个火要从天上下来。
For this fire to descend from heaven.
就是从圣灵下来。
It is through only the Holy Spirit.
有时候跟人勉励太多，下一次他遇到你，他就溜了。
Sometimes when you try to encourage others, they will try to avoid you next time.
因为勉励给他压力。
Because when you encourage them, it is like giving them pressure.
但是当圣灵火降下来。
But when the fire of the Holy Spirit descends upon us,
他没有做，他晚上睡不着觉。
They'll be consumed by the fire of the Holy Spirit and they cannot sleep.
因为圣灵在里面焚烧。
Because they are unable to do anything else other than what the Holy Spirit moves them to do.
心里火热。
Their hearts are burning.
所以主耶稣说，我为神的殿心里着急，好像火在烧。
That is why Lord Jesus said, I am burning for the temple of God as burning with fire.
因此一个教会如果被圣灵充满，不会说找不到工人了。
And so a church that's filled with the Holy Spirit would not be devoid of any workers.
当神的火在烧的时候，每个人都要做圣工。
Because when the fire of the Holy Spirit is working among us, there will be many available servants to work.
没有做圣工，你做不下来。
Because if you didn't serve God, you could not sit.
因为神的火在烧。
Because that fire is consuming within your heart.
所以这个祷告是一个关键。
And so prayer is a key.
而且像大风吹过。
It is like a loud, large wind blowing.
很有能力的风吹过。
It is a powerful wind that comes into all of us.
整个教会就改变了。
And so the whole church is transformed.
所以我们怎么样来帮助教会圣工？
So how can we help with the church work?
参与教会的祷告。
It is to participate in the prayers at church.
我们现在从10:15 to 10:45，每个礼拜六有半个钟头的祷告会。
Every Sabbath day, we now have morning prayers from 10:15 to 10:45.
这是我们要关心教会圣工一个最直接的参与方法。
This is the most direct way that we can show we care about the service in the Lord.
祷告多了，我们自己的灵性会进步。
The more that we pray, our spirits will start to rise.
你发现教会好像有一个活力在里面。
Then you feel that movement of the Holy Spirit and life in this church.
那在联恩会之前。
And before the spiritual convocation.
我们每个礼拜天从9:00 to 9:30有半个小时在教会祷告。
We also have a Sunday morning prayer from 9 to 9:30 every Sunday.
有时候我们看到这么多人祷告，有的整个家庭都来，我们真的是 很感动。
And sometimes when we see the whole family is coming to attend these Sunday morning prayers, it is so remarkable.
全家来祷告。
And so inspirational when the whole family comes.
这个是关心教会一个非常好的方法。
This is a great way to lead everyone to serve the Lord.
但是如果我们更关心教会
，But if we really care even more about the church,
每一天呢为教会圣工祷告。
Then we must spend the time to pray for the church every single day.
联会之前，甚至每一个礼拜哦，禁止一餐就好。
That if we can even fast at least a meal a week.
那我们这样来做，你就发现了 神这个能力在教会里面推动我们的圣工。
Then we will start to see the movement of the Holy Spirit within this church.
流泪撒种的要欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears shall reap with joy.
啊，为什么要流泪
？Why do you have to reap, sow with tears?
就是用我们的心。
Because we're doing it with all our heart. 哦，
去做，这个是对人有交代。
Because when we work, we have responsibility.
啊，但是当我们流泪，我们是在神面前，真的在关心神的工作。
So when we do it with all our heart and with our tears, it is truly serving the Lord with all our heart.
这样我们就要欢呼收割。
Then we will reap with joy.
啊，唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
518首。
518.